Hi there, Audio Boo, it's Nick. I got a question for you, and it sparked from a conversation I was having with Chloe, my 5-year-old daughter. And she has decided, and she's actually said this for about a year now, that when she grows up, she wants to be a dentist. Yeah, okay, fair enough. It's a great job if you can get it, but at 5, it does seem a bit of an odd choice. You know, most people are probably thinking princesses. but hey, you know, why not? We've always said to her, and we will continue to always say to her, well, whatever she wants to do, she can achieve. But the question it made me think about, and I thought I'd pose to my friends here on Audio Boo and Twitter and see what they have to say for themselves, is in 3 parts. So, first of all, when you're a kid, what did you want to do? Second part is, are you doing it? Are you in a related field now? And thirdly, is that still your ideal job? This is applicable even if you're not working. Is it still your ideal job, or do you have a different ideal job now? Maybe you're a bit older. So for me, I didn't really know what I wanted to do until I was maybe 14 or 15. And at that age, the choice really for me was to go into computing or to do something within music. And I chose computing. And then at 17, I was introduced as part of my college course into a computer programming language called Pascal. And it wasn't until then that I really found something I loved, something I really enjoyed, something I think I did relatively well, you know. So and it's that set me on my current career. So now, the second part is: am I doing it? Well, yes. I'm not doing anything to do with music in terms of getting paid for it, but I am certainly involved with computing. I'm a computer programmer. That's my job. So the third part is probably the more interesting one for me. Is it still your ideal job? Well, actually. Sort of, actually. I would still... There are 2 ideal jobs I would like. When I was at university, my university was what they call a sandwich course, which means that the first 2 years are spent at university learning stuff. The third year is spent in an industrial placement, basically doing the job at a place outside of uni, and then you go back and do your 4th year, your final year, which is when you do a dissertation. My year in industry, I actually went to work at a company called Dolphin, specifically Dolphin Oceanic, who developed the Supernova line of screen readers, a screen reader I still use to this day. And I really loved my time at Dolphin. And one day, I would love to get back into access technology development. The job I do now, I work for a big, very large engineering company. And quite often, I never really talk to end users. I never get the sense that I'm making a difference. Okay, the software we write, the products we develop, they do get used, they make a difference to people. But it's never a personal thing. As a company, I feel we make a difference. But do I make a difference? Probably the very smallest way. But when I worked at Dolphin, there was a real sense of actually making a difference to people's lives, enabling them to do something that they didn't already do. Or couldn't do without the software. And I would love to get back into access tech development, maybe, and actually have the feeling and talk and being in direct communication with the people that are using the products and getting feedback and making it better and doing all this sort of stuff. I would love one day to get back into access tech development. Well, I've only got 15 seconds left. So if I had £1 million job, was I would love to open a recording studio with live rooms for local bands, but also to be able to record orchestras and choirs and all sorts of stuff like that. Anyway, so they're the questions, guys. I'd love to hear.